folks. I know exactly what to do. I have the perfect solution, and it is actually embedded in our purpose. We are not users. We are makers. We are master builders. So why on earth would we use a pre-made model such as ChatGPT when we are perfectly capable of designing a much better and a much more powerful model on our own? Now, my solution is not very simple to implement, but not only does it solve this job loss problem we've discussed in a previous vlog, but it also makes us indispensable, as in no one will ever be able to replace us with anything. Now, imagine a future where each of us makes our very own custom AI model, one that is tailored to our needs, not to the needs of some company that is trying to satisfy millions of users who have millions of different problems, where in most cases, those problems are absolutely irrelevant to us. So yeah, it sounds very fancy and it sounds very impressive, but there is a fundamental flaw. Those type of models know a little bit about everything, while our creation will be so much more powerful because it will know everything about a little bit. So we will decide on the type of data our model will be exposed to. We will decide on the type of tasks it will be capable of performing. We will decide on the algorithms. We will optimize it. We will shape it. We will nourish it to the point that no one, not even in a million years, will be able to replicate it or compete with us. Now, the reason why they won't be able to do so is because only you know what you need. Only you know your abilities, your strengths, your weaknesses, your interests, the daily tasks you are facing with. And that's why only you are capable of enhancing yourself. Now, a system that is designed with such a large variety of unique components, of proprietary components, is a system that can never be centralized. Our models, they will carry our unique qualities. And yes, they will also carry our biases. And while I may have a specific bias, let's say I'm a very big fan of Python and I will prioritize it anytime, somebody else may have a completely different bias. They're big fans of C++, so they'll even do some machine learning with C++. And this is exactly how we balance ourselves. Our qualities are transferred to our models, and since we are different, our models will be different too. And this, my friends, this is the revolution that everyone is talking about. But it is not a revolution that we silently embrace, no. It's a revolution that we actively control. And this is Checkmate. So my task from now on is to provide you with a template of such a model. And then it's up to you to customize it. You can then pick and choose the type of components that your model will have. So for example, if you're a graphic designer, your model will have some computer vision components. If you are a marketing expert, your model will probably have some natural language processing components, and so on and so on. Now, you already know me. I'm not just gonna provide you this template with as a piece of code that you copy, paste, look inside, and oh my God, what is this? I have no means of understanding it. No, I will explain everything step by step. And not just the how, but also the why. Why do we need a loss function? Why do we need a learning rate? Why does it need to be small? We will tackle all of it, and we will break it down in such way that you will never need ChatGPT ever again. Your employer can have it. It's all fine. They can use it as much as they want, but they will never be able to replicate your unique proprietary model that only you possess. If you think this will work, or if you want to help me grasp this very, very complex system, then please start learning AI right now. Not tomorrow, today. You can always pick up a very nice book, or you can read a bunch of articles, or I'm actually including a bunch of links to free courses in the description. Now, I'm not gonna lie to you, these are not the best courses. I speak from experience, but if you combine them with my AI simplified playlist, then I believe you'll be able to figure it out. I hope. But if not, it's okay. We will go over everything in proper simplified tutorials. But I would really appreciate some help. And thank you so much for watching this much more positive vlog. The previous one was terrifying. It was very depressing and morbid, but thank you for commenting and thank you for showing me your perspective. Now, on the same note, thanks again for watching. I will see you this time in a proper tutorial, not in a vlog, because I don't like this format of me talking to a camera. I prefer talking to humans. Maybe we'll do some live streams where you can actually have conversations with me. I much rather that. Much rather that. So yeah, I talk too much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.